It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The Illinois General Assembly passed legislation Thursday that makes severe cuts in Medicaid, the health care program for the poor. Though the measure had broad support from both Republicans and Democrats, several lawmakers spoke out against the reductions. Mary Flowers, a Democratic member of the House from Chicago, wondered why the state's leaders focused on Medicaid when looking to solve the budget problems.
I don't know where it's written in the law that this has to be balanced off the backs of poor people, off the backs of seniors, off the backs of the aged, blind, and the disabled. I haven't seen that in the years that I've been down here.
The measure now goes to Governor Pat Quinn. He released a statement yesterday praising lawmakers for supporting the cuts, which are a crucial component of his budget proposal. The Medicaid deal depends on several other pieces of legislation passing in the coming days, including a dollar increase in the sales tax on a pack of cigarettes. State Representative Bill Mitchell says he's not critical of anyone who voted for the cuts. He calls it a very tough vote. The Forsyth Republican was one of just two East Central Illinois lawmakers to vote against the cuts to Medicaid yesterday, the other being House Republican Adam Brown of Decatur. But Mitchell says if signed by Governor Quinn, this budget measure would completely take away prescription drugs for needy seniors in his district, while illegal immigrants can still receive them. Mitchell says he's offered other options the past few years, but they're just ignored.
Photo IDs on link cards, random drug tests for people on public assistance, those types of things that I think that go a long way to reform our welfare system here in Illinois. Those bills get the proverbial file 13. They go right into the House Rules Committee or a subcommittee and don't even get debated.
Mitchell says he hopes that he is wrong in terms of what impact the bill will have. Backers around the region include fellow Republicans Jason Barrickman, Chapin Rose, and Chad Hayes, and House Democrat Naomi Jacobson. In the Senate, Mattoon Republican Dale Ryder and Champaign Democrat Mike Frerix also supported the cuts. The Chicago Tribune says it will sue the University of Illinois in state court after federal appellate judges ruled a case over student records didn't belong in federal court. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert reports.
Thursday's Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals decision vacated a ruling by a federal court that the U of I can't withhold the identities of students involved in the 2009 admissions scandal, sending it back to state court. The Tribune filed Freedom of Information Act requests as part of its investigation into admission at the Urbana campus of underqualified, politically connected students. U of I attorney Sam Skinner says if an applicant has good high school records, they shouldn't have to see their name in print.
They apply to the university for one reason or another. They get rejected, and now their name is on the front page of the Tribune talking about their grade point in ACT, and everybody says, what's wrong with the kid? And there's nothing wrong with the kid, and it's very embarrassing, and it's like putting his health records out on the front page of the Tribune. That's not appropriate.
Skinner also contends releasing records would violate the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act and would jeopardize financial aid. Tribune spokeswoman Karen Flax called the three-judge panel's decision a technical setback. A separate but related case between the U of I and Tribune is pending in Sangamon County. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
While the U of I says the decision demonstrates a need to protect student privacy rights, Springfield attorney Don Craven says he believes the Tribune isn't interested in publishing student names. Instead, he says the paper wants to know the identities of lawmakers, parents, and university administrators who may have been connected to the admissions scandal. Craven, who practices media law, says not releasing that information is a violation of the Freedom of Information Act.
There is no prohibition in the federal statute against the release of records.
Okay.
And besides, we're looking for names and we're looking at the activities of the adults, not the students.
Meanwhile, appellate judges on Thursday said there is a substantial public interest in protecting the privacy of students and their families connected to public universities. The union representing Chicago's police officers had a message for a city that heaped all sorts of praise on the officers for the job they did during the NATO summit. Money talks. The Fraternal Order of Police has filed its fourth grievance tied to the summit, the latest one because of what the union says is the city's refusal to pay officers time and a half if they worked a sixth or seventh consecutive day in a week. FOP President Mike Shields tells the Chicago Sun-Times the language of the officers' contract clearly states that officers are entitled to the extra pay. The union has filed other grievances, including one over the city's refusal to allow officers the option of taking compensatory time off instead of money. The Illinois Supreme Court says a suburban Chicago woman cannot be sued for creating fake personas and using them to perpetuate an internet relationship with a California woman. The Arlington Heights Daily Herald reports the court ruled 7-0 Thursday that Janice St. James of Batavia can't be sued because the two women were involved in a personal relationship. Such fraud claims typically apply to business relationships. The Illinois woman's attorney had argued that a ruling against her client could have opened the door for fraud claims in all sorts of personal relationships. Paula Bonham of California had sued after discovering the ruse, claiming emotional distress. She had fallen in love with one of St. James' fictional personas, that of a firefighter. Bonham sent her $10,000 worth of gifts. Illinois lawmakers are talking about spending cuts, but they are also advancing a tax break for one industry. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford reports.
Video games are a huge business, so much that 20 different institutions in Illinois offer classes that teach how to design them. But few jobs are available in this state. Senator Toy Hutchinson, a Democrat from Olympia Fields, is pushing a tax credit for video game companies that set up shop in Illinois.
It is an attempt to say to our graduates that we would really prefer if you stayed in Illinois and didn't go to New York and California and Washington and, you know, Maryland and Rhode Island and Connecticut and New Jersey that all have these tax credits.
Actually, about 15 states have them. Hutchinson points out Electronic Arts, one of the biggest game makers, left the Chicago area back in 2008. She says her plan won't cost taxpayers, as the credit would only apply once the number of employees goes above a certain level. But not everyone agrees with it. Some Republicans say the state should consider breaks for small businesses as well, including a rollback of the state's income tax. I'm Sean Crawford.
The Danville School Board has signed off on a plan to move the district's alternative school to a new location at 502 East Main Street. School Board President Bill Dobbles says the board agreed Wednesday to purchase the property for about $246,000. City's alternative school programs for middle and high school students are scattered in a couple of different areas, but Dobbles says moving the school will allow everything to be housed under one roof. He says part of the building dates back to the late 19th century. That part will be demolished.
We will be doing some work on the building. Now, the building is in very good shape, and of course it had students just last year, but we will be doing some remodeling, dividing some classrooms, some of the larger classrooms, to make two classrooms out of one.
Dobbles says the building should be available for students by the fall. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.